Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, be
come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Talking
about the Holy Ghost fire.
Because we about to have some show enough sanctified church just like we used to do back in the day. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be refreshed in our relationship and renewed with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And of course, His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, Savior, wonderful Counselor, and Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unequivocally, as well as unapologetically, y'all, declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful, beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Again, I praise the Lord God Almighty and bless each one of you for tuning in to this fire gospel experience. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and that has ever been played. Fire is the broadcast that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl. God is not a respected person. He don't care about your gender. He don't care about your ethnicity. He don't care if you're rich or poor. All He is looking for is someone with a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. If you don't know, now you know. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 27, where we read, the beloved half-brother of Jesus, talking about James, breaks down in easy-to-understand layman's term what is pure religion. Hallelujah. We are to keep God first, beloved, in all things. And one major priority is to demonstrate the love and care of God is first to those that are in need. Yes, our religion branches out in many ways, but when we neglect to care for those that are considered weak in our churches, in our neighborhoods, as well as in our families, I promise you, we are negligent of any definition of religion. So our religion is a sham, and it's all in vain if we are not taking care of those that need to be provided for. And then the Bible goes on to share with us, we need to keep ourselves unspotted, uncontaminated, so that we won't compromise the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ. How are we going to be a bright and shining light if we hide under a bushel? Don't you know that a city that's set on a hill cannot be hid? Amen. So we will be talking about pure religion on this prior gospel experience. My special guest is here, awesome woman of God. Listen, let me tell you something. She has been managing gospel artists for many, many decades. I know she don't mind me saying it, because she has proven herself to be faithful when it comes to the work assignment that she has, is guiding, directing, and providing opportunities for you anointed gospel artists to shine bright before the world, before God's people, to be a living witness in song about what it means to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. She is also the founder of COO Glow Magazine Marketing Ministry. Woman of God, Wanda Adams, is here talking about a shown up sanctified woman of God that's laboring in the vineyard for Jesus. That's her. And we're going to have a Wanda Adams Gospel Artist Showcase. Y'all know how I like to do it sometimes. Bring those hard-working managers and promoters in here with some of their gospel artists, and we're just going to showcase some of her gifted and talented artists. We will be embracing these awesome men of God. Talk about the D.L. Marshall, as well as man of God, Alfred Singleton. And yes, we're going to play their music. We're going to hear their testimony, and we're going to have church right here. So listen, why don't you go ahead and call a family member, friend, co-worker, neighbor, anybody that's in your spirit right now, and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the radio, giving God his just due praise and encouraging each one of you as we go about the business of honoring our God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us, for guiding us, for overseeing our lives, and most of all, thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Open up my
Yes, 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 Lord. That's what we like. We like Strong Tower Church up in here, featuring none other than the one and only Marette Brown Clark. Didn't you just feel like you was in church? Didn't you feel that power? Yes, yes, yes. Well, listen, that's how we do it on this Fire Gospel Experience. We want to enhance your personal church service. Wherever you worship, we want you to come onto this broadcast and bring that same spirit of praise, worship, adoration, appreciation for our God right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Because I promise you, this Fire Gospel Experience ministry is a personal extension of who I am in Jesus. Now, I want y'all to know something. This wasn't no overnight thing. I went to school for this almost 40 years ago. You hear me? The seed was planted for me to go into television and radio way back when I was at Ferris State University back in 1978. I don't mind telling on myself. And, you know, had started out commercial. I thought I was going to be an architect, and then things didn't quite work out. Well, that physics schedule scared me. I ain't going to lie. And so I said, well, what else can I do? So I changed my major, went over to television production, and then some things happened, and unfortunately, yours truly had to drop out. And then this whole thing about radio and television, to me, was long gone, dead, and buried. I didn't even feel it, didn't even see it, no kind of way, no how. And the reason I'm sharing that with you now is because back in 2014, one thing led to another. I wrote a book. I was being interviewed by a young lady that had a radio station. She had a group on Facebook. I had no idea she had a radio station. She said, come on my radio station and let's talk about your book. And that went so well. She said, can you come back? You got such a wonderful response. I want you to share a little bit more about your book, which is entitled Listen to the Men, Think for Yourself, Ladies. This was a God-given book for me to share with you so that y'all can understand man better, so that relationships can be better. This is my contribution. Amen. And so then she said, well, you know, you spoke so well on the radio that I need to take a break. Do you think you could sit in and bring conversation to my radio broadcast for about 4 weeks? I said, yes, I believe. I trust God I can do it. And then it went very well because she came back a couple weeks later and said, you know, Brother Rod, I would like for you to have your own radio broadcast on the internet. And I said, wow, look at God working. And I'm thinking to myself, I started this journey 30 plus years ago, and here it is resurrecting itself in my life. And the reason I'm sharing that with you, and been blessed very well, twice nominated for Spirit Awards, which gives recognition to us who are radio personalities in 2020, and then again in 2021. What an honor. I had no idea. But see, when God is over your life, I'm just saying to you and each and every one of you that what you thought may have been something that is dead and gone in the past and no longer exists for you, God can raise that thing up and make you brand new. Amen. So I just wanted to let y'all know that when we come on this Fire Gospel Experience Radio, we're going to have straight up sanctified church in here because God has blessed my life, and I'm not the only one. I know he's blessed your life too. So listen, we started Strong Tower with Woman of God, Marette Brown Clark, singing waves, because God will just bring waves and waves and waves of blessing in your life. And right now, I'm about to introduce some anointed people of God. This young lady, I'm trying to tell y'all, Woman of God, Wanda Adams, what can I possibly say about her? She has come into my life through this fellowship of kingdom work that we do. She manages gospel artists. She does her thing. She is as well as doing things with her promotion. She is also COO of Glow Magazine Marketing Ministry. And I'm going to let her go into details about that. But I am just happy and excited to have this woman of God. She's not new to this broadcast, y'all. She's been here before. It's just been a while. So without any further ado, I'm happy, excited, and blessed to have this woman of God, Wanda Adams, back with us on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, yes, yes. Blessings. Bless you, woman of God. Wanda Adams, welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. Brother, how are you?
I'm I'm so blessed. It just don't make no sense. People think we just be saying stuff when we talk about how blessed we are, but they don't understand. We truly are blessed, and we know it. Amen.
I am blessed, and I'm highly Trinity. You have me and some of my artists on your showcase that's dedicated
to
this. I am Wanda Adams. I did do Glow Magazine a while back with my daughter, but now I do Marketing Ministry LLC, and I have a new company called A&A Management Firm that does management for churches, Christian organizations, and their, you know, there's some other things, and some pastors, and I put together events for churches. So God has really enlarged my territory. The two gentlemen that are going to be on the showcase today are two mighty men of God. They're like
mighty.
I mean, we don't entertain. We minister.
No,
you know,
that's right.
If you're
that's
looking
right.
for a show, you're coming to the wrong place. So the first young man that you have on is, I've been knowing him. We go way back, like bucket seats. He is Alfred P. Singleton III. I've had the honor of being his manager, and I was manager for the Singleton family. And I'd be remiss if I don't do this, because it is in me to keep the legacy of his aunt, Camilla Singleton Dodd, alive. She transitioned last month, but she was an awesome woman of God. She helped put the Singleton family together. And so I will carry her legacy wherever I go.
Amen.
I love it. Because you know, she was just such an anointed woman of God. And I know Alfred don't mind me saying this. I mean, you know, the anointing just dripped off her fingertips.
Jesus, come on.
She was just such an amazing woman. And Alfred is, I'll let you tell him a little bit about himself, but, you know, he's an awesome producer, an awesome writer, a wonderful husband, a wonderful father, a wonderful friend, a wonderful man of God. I mean, when we get together, we cut up. You know, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop, eh? So we have, we go ahead and we do that thing, you know. Wherever we go, we set the atmosphere. He's a great worshiper. I mean, you know, he has that Holy Ghost fire inside of him. So I can brag on him like that. Because when he do wrong, you know I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. So we do that.
Amen.
So.
Well, listen, I tell you what, we're going to continue just discussing a little bit about yourself, but why don't we bring this awesome man of God on, talk about husband, father, artist, like you have already said, CEO of Single Tone Productions, financial as well as empire. See, that's what I'm talking about. God don't want us to be broke. If you happen to be broke, then it's just because your blessing is on the way. You just hold on to what you got. So without any further ado, man of God, Arthur P. Singleton III is here to bless us on this fire gospel experience, and we are so excited and happy to have him. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. Man of God, welcome, good brother, to fire the gospel experience. Blessings to you.
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, Wanda, what's good?
Hey, you got it, player.
There you go. He's starting in already. I can hear it in his voice.
Hey, listen. That's why I love Wanda. When I tell you, when we first connected way back when, it was just an automatic mesh that we all had. And it's a blessing, because everybody coming into this industry, it's a blessing, because sometimes we lose track of the focus, which is ministry, right? But when we came in and connected with her, that really changed. She was on one page. It was about the ministry. Now, don't get me wrong. We can have some fun, too. Don't get me wrong. But when we're out, it's about that ministry. So that's what she really connected with us, where she really connected. And being real. So being real and around real people, that's what really matters, right?
Yeah, that's what matters. Now, I have to admit, Brother Alfred, amen to what you just said, high five and all that, because when I when I had the pleasure of meeting her through the internet. Now, I am so messed up because I missed the opportunity to meet this woman who got personally at the Spin Awards, 2021 Spin Awards. Wanda, I hate it.
Wow.
I know you hate it. We were looking forward to meeting each other. But if God, if Jesus don't come back first, I believe we'll have the opportunity to meet somewhere along the line. Listen, man of God, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this out loud so the devil can hear it. If somebody got a problem with Wanda, it's because they got a devil in them. That's just plain and simple. I don't care what you say.
That's just flat out.
They don't like real.
That's what it is.
They can't handle it. Yeah. What my man say in that movie, he said, you can't handle the truth. A few good men.
You just
can't handle a real woman of God. So, listen, man of God, why don't you share with us some of your spiritual roots, and we'll just go from there.
Tell us about yourself. Well, I most definitely will. My name is Alfred P. Singleton III, born and raised in Michigan, Lansing, Michigan area. It's funny because people always put us in Detroit, but we're not necessarily Detroit or Flint. We're from Lansing, the capital of Michigan. But, man, came into this thing, man, in a family that is full of music, a family that loves music as well as love each other. And one thing that was different about our family, and I'm not saying that it's across the board, but there are a lot of families that have a lot of discourse, right? But the Lord has blessed us as a family to be able to work really well together. And my sisters and brothers are not just my actual sisters and brothers. They're actually my cousins and my aunties, right, and my uncles, right? And it's interesting because we were all that close growing up. Always done music, man. Every Thanksgiving, we would get together and we would just do music. My late grandmother, Elizabeth Singleton, as well as my grandfather, Alfred P. Singleton, Sr., we would be at their home every Thanksgiving and just doing music. And one thing that people admired is they knew that we did music because of Camilla, who Wanda really gave accolades to, and she was the one that really started me into this thing and inspired me in so many different ways. But she was already in the industry, right? And God blessed her to be connected to some individuals in the industry that really set part back then, right? Number one, Marvin Sapp, Fred Hammond, and a lot of other artists out there, right? And happened to be to where we ended up singing background for Marvin Sapp just because of her. Right?
Okay.
We got into a place to where Marvin, you said what?
No, I'm listening to you because, see, brother, I don't know if you know my history, but I grew up in Detroit. So I already know about Commission.
Wow.
I already know about Marvin Sapp. I already know about Fred Hammond. I already know about the Clark sisters. I already know. I went to the same high school with the Winans. Same Mumford High School with the Clark sisters.
Hold on. My mama went to Mumford. With Marvin and Carvin.
Listen, see?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we connected more.
I know exactly what you're saying. Go ahead, Doc.
All right, awesome, man. So you know Detroit is just a music city anyway, right? So
it is.
We ended up singing background for Marvin because of Camilla. He said he wanted some new background and he knew about our family singing outside of her. She got in touch and brought us eight originally in the Singletons into a background with Marvin Sapp. We sung with him for a period of time, him and Melinda. And from there on, it just kind of expanded. We already had known Fred. You know what's funny about things in life? I've learned this through life that God has already ordained and orchestrated so many different things to come to pass in our lives.
That's true.
We're just waiting to make sure that we line up where he has us to go, because when we line up with where he has us to go, he begins to bring the pieces together, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what he did. He was a God of orchestration, right? So we ended up meeting Fred. This was my first time. We were singing background with Marvin at a festival down there at Hart Plaza in Detroit.
I remember.
And And Fred came through and was like, listen, in
mind you, my grandfather actually married Fred and his ex-wife back way back then, right?
Okay.
So we were connected already. But he saw singing background with Marvin, and he said, listen, I'm getting ready to start a label with Verity Records. I want y'all to be my only group on my label. So it was just really a blessing. Like I said, God was just orchestrating everything, and we began to just sing on his label, put out our first record in about 2001. Our first single, in about 2000, right? And,
wow.
Then from then on, put our first record in about 2002. Our first record went out entitled Pour Out Your Holy Spirit. Our second record came out again around 2005, entitled Better Than That. And from then on, we ended up traveling and going overseas to Europe and did a couple of tours in Europe. And we got nominated for a Stellar back then, right? And then we went to Europe, toured in Europe. Our first tour six weeks, 45
days.
Wow. It was
that's
crazy.
Amazing.
It was insane. God is just doing some things. And, you know, from there, he just kind of pushed us in different places, like writing and other things like that. So we got into the production and writing aspect of the music industry. Always still looking to do even more music and production. And went back. Bobby Jones ended up bringing us back himself through Wanda. He worked that out where Bobby ended up saying, you know, doing a surprise thing for us and told us that he wanted us to go to Europe for him and represent.
Wow.
And, you know,
go ahead,
just
Jesus.
So many different things. And, you know, God is just, he's just amazing. So now, looking forward into future at what God is really kind of calling each and every one of us to do, me specifically, in the singletons, but me specifically, music ministry is still a part of my life and really working on new music for myself, for worship, for urban, for all of it, just to do music in the ministry, right? And not lose focus of who he is at the same time. So that's where
Amen.
I am. That's where
Amen.
I am.
Amen. Well, listen, we don't want you to run out or anything because we ain't going to be in no rush. But I certainly want to give these awesome people of God that's listening to every beautiful thing that you shared, man, because, listen, God will move some things around on our behalf. And that's just what I was sharing and testifying about when I started this broadcast off, because sometimes we'd be in a low place and we'd be thinking that we may not be what God intended, or we may start thinking less than ourselves, when all we have to do is just maintain your faith and let your faith carry you through. That's what the man of God, Alfred P. Singleton III, is saying to you right now. And that's what I'm saying. And speaking of right now, that's what he's singing about on this fire gospel experience. Come on, man of God, Alfred P.
Come on,
Singleton.
Singleton. If you got the victory, everybody just clap.
Put your hands in the air, so your feet on the floor. Put your hands in the air, so your feet on the floor.
Let's go, come on.
I've been through the fire. I've had heartache and pain. At times I get tired, and I have to play. But I'm here to tell you that the trouble don't last always. To the God who did it way back then, and the same God who can do it again.
clap. I promise you, I'm going to clap my hands. How y'all like that? See, that's what we do right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, man. We get our praise on. We get our dance on. We don't mind clapping our hands. We don't mind just giving God his just due praise because God is worthy. Lord Jesus, that man of God, he just said it all. I'm trying to figure out Alfred Singleton, man of God. I've been blessed to do this since 2014. How come I'm just not getting you on this Fire Gospel Experience? How come I'm just not playing your music? Man of God, we're gonna fix that. We're going to take care of that right
Amen.
Now. All right, good brother. So that's your cue. Just keep sending me some music so I can keep blasting your music ministry all over the airways. Blessed to be syndicated on 6 networks. So your man, I'm doing like you. I'm giving God my very best, man of God. Now, woman of God, Wanda Adams, I would like for you and man of God, Alpha Singleton, to share some wisdom that you all have obtained doing the ministry work that you do. We may never promote magazines or have marketing ministries or sing gospel artists before the masses, but we all have a specific function and calling in the body of Christ. So whatever you have to share in your area of calling, we can apply those very same principles to us to help us. So woman of God, in all of these years of ministry and putting up with folks, dealing with us hard-headed folks, trying to keep schedules, trying to keep deadlines, trying to be here and there. One thing I heard Holy Spirit God say to me is that if we try to be all and everything to everybody, guess what? They'll let us. Won't they?
Well, see, one thing I learned in what I do is if you know more than I know, you don't need me.
Okay. Come on.
You know, because God, you know, it's nothing special about me. It's what God does through me. And I have to share this. I was playing around, and I signed up for TikTok, and I was playing around, and I started following Alfred. And Alfred got on there, and he was cut up. He said, "You ain't the only one that's going through." He said, "You ain't the only one that's unemployed." He said, "You ain't the only one that's been cheated on." He said, "Pull yourself together and get over it. God is processing you. Trust the process." So if I learned out anything, I mean, that thing blessed me. I use that. You know, I ain't the only one that been sick. You ain't the only one that been broke. You ain't the only one that went through things. It's the process, and the process will take you to your purpose. So if I had to say anything to bless anybody on this day, it's to trust the process. God is processing you. He's trying to get everything that is not like him out of you. He's trying to light that fire inside of you. So that there's nothing left in you but him.
Amen.
It's a burning fire. The fire got to stay lit. It got to be blessed. So that set me on fire. So I tell people, I don't care how bad you want it in this industry. It's not going to happen until God says so in his perfect timing. So you can bug people. You cannot know the business. You know, you can do whatever. But until you... See, we want the blessing without the correction. Come on, somebody.
Come on. Tell it.
And you cannot get the correction.
Oh, Lord.
If you don't get the correction, you won't get the blessing. So you live in foul, you will never get the blessing. If you think you know it all and you know how, you never going to get there. And that's what's wrong with us today. Because the enemy can make things happen, too.
Come on, now. Come on.
Don't get it twisted. So the people I represent have a heart for God. You know, I have to humble myself. I love what I do, but sometimes I don't like the people. I'm going to keep it real.
Keep it real. You better.
So in working with the people that I have the pleasure of working with, like Alfred P. Singleton and VDL Marshall, I mean, they'll tell you, I'm just playing. You know, I don't have time for foolishness. I'm not going to let you make me sin either. You're not going to make me sin.
Because
God's too good in my life. Hey, blessing and favor. Come on. Because favor is fair. Don't tell me it ain't fair. If God favors who he wants to favor. So favor
That's
is
so true.
Fair. And I'm walking in his favor.
It's fair because God says so. But let me ask you this, woman of God, why you on the roll and I ain't going to mess you up? When has foolishness ever worked for anybody? When has foolishness ever worked for anybody? When has foolishness ever brought some fruit? When has foolishness ever took somebody to higher levels? Okay? It doesn't. And it will not.
But people keep trying. We're living in some times with this, y'all can say the pandemic with the say it's foolishness. Where people keep entertaining things. See, we entertain things that we shouldn't entertain. And
you're right.
That is foolishness. If it's not coming from the Word of God, it's straight out foolishness.
Yeah.
You got more Christians on today that confess to know the Word of God, quote scriptures all during the year. Mm. And today you see wizards, witches and ghosts on that page. Come wishing me no happy Halloween.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, they asked me. I said, y'all come on by here. On my porch is a box of communion cups. I'm giving you communion.
Yeah. You telling the truth. Now, I'm gonna jump in real quick, and then we're going to let man of God speak, because Lady Wanda, this is what I do. I come in with my sanctified, excited self. And then I'll just say some stuff to get y'all going. And then y'all get going. And then y'all get me all stirred up and fired up. And then I just let Holy Spirit God have his way, because I don't even care. Because, listen, what God has done for me, I'm not going to be ashamed on the east side, west side, downtown, uptown. I don't care if I'm in Puerto Rico, Spain, Detroit, Chicago. I'm going to let this light of mine shine. Can I finish something that this young millennial woman of God, Shamika Banks, she helped put some pieces together. I want you to hear this, man of God, Alfred Singleton, and say amen when it hits you. You said that your process gave you a purpose. I've heard it said that someone's pain will bring them to their purpose. But then, woman of God, Shamika Banks, she finished it off. Amen. She put the icing on the cake. She put the icing on the cake, man of God. She said that your pain will bring you to your purpose, and your purpose will bring you to power. I said, Lord Jesus, that's the missing piece that I needed right there. She put it, she set it off right.
Sir.
Man of God,
man of God,
talk about those times when the power of God through your faith came through just when you needed it the most.
Yes, sir. Look, it's funny that you even said that. Number one, that purpose, the power thing is powerful, right? Just because what happens is, one thing that I've learned, and I'll say this first, and then I'll go into an experience, but one thing first is that I want to speak into the atmosphere so somebody can hear this, right? Because somebody needs to hear that you need to believe in yourself first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes what happens is in the industry, right, of life, not just in the music industry, but the industry of life, we are always waiting on someone to validate what God has already spoken, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And now, because of that, what happens is a lot of us don't walk into our destiny, walk into our purpose, which brings power, because we are waiting for the validation from others, right? We're waiting for others to push us. You know, I've talked to a lot of young individuals in the industry, and we, you know, our conversation is, hey, I thought that when I met this artist, that they were going to have my back, and whenever I needed them, they were going to be there, right? The fact of the matter is that we cannot wait around and expect. I told them, look, you can't expect them to always be there, right? Nobody's going to always be there but God, just to be honest, right? So,
So
don't expect anything from them. What you do is, whatever you do receive, just appreciate, right? But just understand that they're not the reason why you are walking this walk. They're not the reason why you are in this purpose. Your purpose is greater than these other individuals are in your life. What God has called you to do, you have to kind of step into that and understand that for yourself, right? Because we talk about faith, about works is dead, faith you know, in this place, I tell people faith over fear, right? Because if we don't have faith over fear, then what happens is that keeps us from our purpose. All these things are distractions that keep us from our purpose and where God is having us to walk. And I'm gonna use a practical term because I don't want to go all musically on individuals and say in the music industry, because God has done so many music industry blessings for me. But I'll give a practical thing just recently, right? Got to a place where I was purchasing a new home, right? And in this instance, normally everybody else probably would have given up, right? You get into a place, you're about to purchase a home, everything is all good. You just waiting for the deal to close, basically. But something comes back to where it didn't show, everything didn't show up for the buyer like they wanted, right? And they ignored us they ignored us as buyers and put the house back on the market. They put the house back on the market, right?
Yeah.
And then what happened for me, where I was staying at prior to that, ended up already getting ready to be occupied. It was gone.
Okay.
So at the end of that 30 days, I couldn't stay in that place anymore, right? My wife, which was pregnant with twins, couldn't stay in that place, right?
Yeah.
It was something that, it was a situation that I knew that God had to work out. If God didn't work it out, then it wouldn't have happened. So instead of just worrying about the situation, I prayed on the situation. I believed. I put my faith, my works to action, my faith to action with works, right? And then I did all I could do, I just let God take over. But I did what I had to do to get to where it needed to go. I didn't just quit. I got to where I only thing I could do was let God have it, right? And when I began to trust God and let God have that thing, what ended up happening is they called back and apologized. We closed on the house 2 days before we originally were supposed to close, right?
Okay, yeah.
And it's so much more to that story, but that was one great time that I just began to let my faith really work and let God really bless, because sometimes we don't put our faith with our works, and we don't allow God to really do it, right? We say, okay, I want a new car, but I'm not working towards getting the new car. All right. They say I want a record deal, but they ain't doing nothing to achieve a record deal, right? God is telling you to put your faith to action, and then once you put your faith to action, I'm gonna continue to push you into your purpose, and then you're gonna begin to have power. So boom, there we go.
Hey man, see there? That's what I'm talking about. Real testimony. Because listen, when you gospel artists come in and share your testimony, talking about real life, we see y'all on stage live, we see y'all on music videos, we see y'all on concerts and what have you. And yes, that's one aspect of who y'all are. But we don't get to see y'all when the practice is, and when you're tired, and when you have a job, and when you have a family, and when the devil comes into the group and causes disharmony, trying to disrupt the group, and how you have to stay up, and God waking you up in the middle of the night with a new inspiration, a new song, and then the vicissitudes of life show up in your ministry. And see, when you all come in and testify about the practicalities of walking by faith. See, we can get so spiritual and so mystical in our Christianity, some of us. I'm just telling the truth. The truth only hurts when it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It goes by so many people because we're trying to impress them as well as be impressive instead of let Jesus be the reason for the season, for whatever time we have to speak. Amen. So we break it down here on this Fire Gospel Experience. That's what we do. Lady Wanda, you know I'm telling the truth. This is how we roll. We cut just like Lady Wanda. She don't take no shorts. She ain't got time to be playing no games. And this is the best way to present the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it's real talk. And we're going to keep it real right there, right there. So, woman of God,
what's on your mind right now before I play some more music? Because I know my listeners is just jumping on Alfred P. Singleton III, and they want to hear some more of this good anointed gospel music. Where you at, woman of God? Tell us a little bit about.
Go ahead.
Come on.
One thing that I've learned where y'all were talking about processing, and Alfred was shared his testimony. See, we let our fear affect our faith.
Okay.
We allow doubt to keep us from the promise.
Ain't that a mess?
And when those two things come into place, that puts us back at the end of the line. And I'd rather pass the test the first time than have to retest. Because the retest is harder than the actual test is, if you trust God. And it's not, you know, everybody thinks that just because you sing in a church choir, just because you're on a praise team, that don't mean you're ready to be an artist. Come on, Alfred, help me out. That don't mean you can do that. I mean, it's a calling. Yeah, call on him.
Amen to that.
It's a calling. You know, it's a difference between being gifted and talented.
Oh, Jesus, now you're talking.
And so, you know, everybody says, you know, people come to me and say, I want what Alfred has. I want to go to Italy. I want to have this. That's a red flag for me because I can't get you what nobody else has.
Uh-oh.
What's for you, what God has for you is for you. And you don't know the price of his oil. You don't know what the people just had to go through to get to this point. You don't know what D.L. Marshall had to go through. You don't know what Wanda has to go through. I don't look like what I did.
Nothing.
You do not know what I had to be stretched and pulled and broken in order to do what I have to do. So when you want what somebody else has, you better realize the process of what they went through. See, most people don't know. I had 2 blood clots in my lung.
Come on, testify.
I've had kidney stones. I feel like the woman with the issue of blood, it wasn't 12 years, it was 10 for me before God finally did a completion of that process.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And in the process, he gave me a new body. So what the devil meant for harm, God turned around for my good. Because what I thought I was doing what God wanted me to do, he said, now I wonder you over here, you here, I'm over here. So I had to learn quickly to adhere to his voice.
Yeah.
I had to learn quickly to not allow people to provoke me or to make me sin. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what
say
they
what
say about me. Because I ask people all the time, who is they? They ain't God.
They talked about Jesus, didn't they?
Amen. He knew his purpose. And, the enemy will try to give you something just like he did with Jesus. It's already yours. You can't tempt me and give me my own stuff. And we saw that every time. So we just want to, Satan took Jesus up in the temple and told him, I give you all this. And what did Jesus say? He said, he quoted the word. He said, it
is
written.
That's what he did. Yeah.
And it was already here. So how you gonna take me? We allow people to play games with what already belongs to us. You can't play games with my salvation. You can't play games with my business. You can't play games with my clients. You can't do none of that because we're not going to entertain you.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about, woman of God. We stand up for what we know is right. We stand up for what is true. God got our front, our back, and our side, and we have nothing to worry about. All we have to do is just maintain. God is telling us, don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Stand up on the faith that I have died for you, and everything will be all right. We just have to take that to heart and live like we believe it. I didn't say act like it. I said live like it. Amen. And then when we do that, guess what will happen, man of God? We will be living our best weekend ever. Amen.
Let me tell you what went down 2,000 years ago.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about the truth. Jesus burst onto the scene, performing miracles.
God see your truth.
All of his troubles, yeah, he got the proof. He is the one that is fighting for you. Spend the summer, give his life for you.
Yes, he hung there just for you. He shed his blood, rather die for you.
Then he rose like he's ready for you.
When our Lord Jesus laid down his life and allowed himself to be crucified on that cross after being agonized and tortured all night long, and the Bible declares that he was so violated that he vaguely looked humanly recognizable. They beat him to a pulp, as they say, and then they crucified him. But that's not the end of the story. Because after they laid him in Joseph's borrowed tomb, yes, he descended to the lower parts of hell and preached life to those souls of the Old Testament before he came human flesh, God in human flesh, and delivered their souls and then came back to that body and through his own power, he says, got up from the grave, resurrected, brand new. That was the best weekend ever that we know in human history. That's why we share the gospel message of our Lord Jesus Christ so that people can be aware, because there's so much lies, false religion, and propaganda, man of God, Alfred Singleton. People are confused, so we need to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Always abounding in you. Remember that song? Oh, man, it's
you better sing. You better sing it. You better sing. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Man
yes,
of God,
sir,
listen.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we have just thoroughly enjoyed you, and I was going to ask you for any closing thoughts before we let you get out of here, and I think it was right on the tip of your tongue. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, what happens is, I want to give big ups to the producer of that song. The producer of that song, Marcus Stringer, he did that track, he did that music, and the writers also, that particular song, I just stepped in and did some extra stuff for him. And the writer,
okay.
One of the writers of that song also is a guy named Marcus Jennings. So Marcus Stringer
okay.
and Marcus Jennings, we collabed together and just kind of did something for that. And it's funny because I did the rap on that thing too, just for fun, just because we were just having a good time in Christ. And I do want to leave an
Amen.
Encouraging word to say that nothing is impossible to them that believe.
Yes.
And that
Amen.
Scripture holds true if you really believe. And we have to continue to walk in the purpose that God has given us. Never
talk about
let
it.
The enemy destroy your confidence. There are going to be times when the enemy will try to bring you down. There's going to be up days. There's going to be down days. Everything is not going to be Sundays and roses, right? But
That's
if
true.
You understand that God has put more in you, that this the world can't take away what God has given you, right?
Amen.
God has
Amen.
Placed something in you that is so much greater. Wanda Adams is somebody that inspires me because she understands what God has called her to do, right?
Amen.
She
yes,
understands
sir. Yes, sir.
Where God has placed her in the ministry. Now you, Ron, you understand what God is doing for you and where he's placed you to be able
Amen.
To help the body of Christ, right? The kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
we are
sir.
Salt in the mm-hmm. earth. We have to just know our purpose, let God work in our purpose through us by allowing him to do what he does, right?
That's
and I
thought.
Guarantee
yeah.
you, I guarantee you, your purpose will begin to give you power. It will begin to give you confidence. It will begin to allow you to inspire others.
Amen. Did y'all hear that? He said he guaranteed. Amen. That's how they talk down in Louisiana. He guaranteed. Amen. And I'm going to guarantee it, too, because you ain't doing that.
Yes,
you ain't
sir.
Doing nothing but speaking show enough gospel truth. Amen. Listen, woman of God, Wanda Adams, I'm hoping that you may have a little bit more time since this is your, the Wanda Adams Gospel Artist Showcase, because we are still waiting on man of God, the D.L. Marshall, to grace us with his presence. If you have time, woman of God, we appreciate it. If not, we know you have a very busy schedule. People wouldn't understand. We need another day added on to our week and a couple more hours to our day just to get some more things done. If we don't do nothing but get some more rest. Amen. Goes right there, church. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, man of God, listen, we appreciate you. Looking forward to you having an opportunity to come back to be with this Fire Gospel Experience. Now you see how we do things here. You have an open door to invite. Come back as you see fit. We'd love to have you. Keep sending that music. We'll play it. We will bless your ministry with this platform.
Amen.
Why don't you, amen, listen, that's what we do. Why don't you share with
amen.
Us where you can be reached? For booking, we already know Wanda Adams, but if there's any additional information where you need to be reached, where you can be reached for booking, for Zoom, for whatever is out there, StreamYard, and then your social media contacts. I want to share my listeners with you, good brother. I want them to follow and support you, and then where your music can be downloaded.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. My name is Alpha P. Singleton III. I go by APSII, APSIII. That's just my initials. I have. If you look on Instagram, Facebook, you can look up the tag at APSII or APSIII. You should be able to find me as well as obviously Wanda Adams. So you can find me on any one of those social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram. Even TikTok,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
And,
amen.
And we will make sure we get whatever you need accomplished.
Yes, sir. TikTok got it going on, man. I done seen some of the most hilarious gags and scripts.
Man.
And TikTok is just phenomenal, man. It's going down in history. I love it. I love it. I love it. Man of God, listen. I'm just going to make this real plain for you. My prayer for you, man of God, is that you be so far blessed beyond what you prayed, it stuns you. You wake up shaking your head talking about, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. God is just doing over and above everything that not only that I prayed for, I didn't even ask for some of this stuff. And he still keeps pouring it out. I didn't even think none of this stuff was coming my way. And he still keeps blessing me with it. It'll be so overwhelming. I'm talking about what I know from experience, that if it came down in good measure and you tried to press it down and then tried to shake it together and fit it into your life, you'll bust at the seams. It'll be running over. You'll have to find some people to come get these blessings off your front porch. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now,
I receive
that's my prayer. That's my prayer for you. Woman of God, I hope you can hang around. We're going to let this young man go because he's probably feeling some spirit to go write some more songs, and I ain't going to hold him up. Listen, man of God, come back and see me. Come back and see me anytime. And when I come back to Detroit, I'm going to see if I can find you and see if we can hang out at Red Lobster and go shoot some pool or something and get our praise on. How about that?
Hey, man, I wouldn't mind that, man. I'm just a practical person.
Amen. Bless you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We're going to keep you in our prayers. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love us back and pray for us. That's the only thing you can do about that right there.
Amen.
May God bless
you.
Man of God, Alfred P. Singleton III blessed us on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, he did. Amen. Amen.
Woman of God, Wanda. Wanda, how's your schedule looking, dear? We're still looking for man of God, D.L. Marshall, to join us. How's your schedule? Are you going to be able to join us, or are we just going to wait on him, and then I can get back with you on another broadcast? How's your schedule?
Well, I need to go. I just texted him to see why he wasn't on the call.
No worries. No worries. Listen, we'll continue to wait for him. No worries. We're not trying to put him on the spot. We're just trying to make the connection so that he can get in on this Fire Gospel Experience ministry so that we can blast his ministry all over the world. We'll wait for him. But in the meantime, what I want you to do, woman of God, we're going to continue to make this a Wanda Adams Gospel Artist Showcase so that even though there are some artists that are not being interviewed, we still going to play their music. Don't you know I got Woman of God Eternal waiting in the wings, recorded, ready to get her praise on. Amen. So if you have to go, Woman of God, listen, I appreciate you. We bless you. We love you in Jesus. You already know that. My prayer for you is that God will continue to strengthen your mind, body, and your spirit, and that your ministry will be so blessed that you won't even have time to take all the people that's going to be knocking at your door. You're going to have to be very discreet, very selective, and then God is going to bless your ministry and your life for being so faithful. Amen.
Amen. I receive it. And we're going to do this again real soon. And I'm going to do something really special for you.
All right. That'll work. Love you in Jesus. Praying for you. Ain't nothing you can do about it either. Except love thee back and pray for me, woman of God. And I receive it.
And I love you. I love you to life. And I know that God has great things in store for you. Your territory is enlarging. You won't just be on somebody else's network. You'll have your very own.
Now, say that part right there. And I receive that. And what I'm going to do is I've learned that when people pray blessings over my life like that, I'm going to ask God to make me ready for the blessing because I don't want to mess it up. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you ready. And you know we've already won. You know,
amen.
We don't have to wait.
Yes.
I hate when people say 2022 is going to be my year. No. Right now, tomorrow, today is my time.
Right now. That's right, woman of God. Bless you in Jesus. We appreciate you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. God loves you, and his face is shining bright on all good things that you're doing right now. Thank you for joining us, woman of God. Wanda Adams is right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Love you.
Love you.
Jesus. This is my people. Yes, Lord, y'all better not mess with God's anointed, and you better not mess with none of mine either. I don't have no anointed. But God anointed them, and they my people. So, listen, you don't want me and God double-teaming you because, you know, I can't bring the weight that God can, but I promise you, I can hold you down while God gets some licks in on you. Amen. Here's Woman of God as we continue on with this Wanda Adams Gospel Artist Showcase, showcasing some of the talented gospel artists that are out there ministering in the marvelous, matchless, wonderful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. I know we're going to talk about crazy praise, and Woman of God Eternal is going to make it just crazy. Yeah, crazy praise. That's what you call praise.
God, I'm going to build a self. Repent for our sins, because don't want to burn forever because it sounds like it hurt. Spread the gospel, spread his love, put in word. We praise him like we going crazy. We praise him like we going crazy. We praise him like we going crazy. We praise them like we're going crazy. God's in the building, so let's have church. Everybody's in the building, so let's go to work. I know you don't want to burn, it sounds like it hurts. So we gotta get it right for the man and live and learn. Okay, it's time to get crazy, it's time to get crazy. I gotta scream holy hype, that's what brings it crazy. I gotta raise my hands to the man who amazed me and forgave me and then changed
Jesus
me.
The way, the truth, and the life. And now that I got it locked in, I gotta get it right. Okay, I'm talking about that greater man all the way to the light. And I ain't gonna never stop, I'm doing it with my mic. And I'ma keep rap dancing, the reppin' full of Christ. And I feel Jesus with me, so I know I'm doing right. Nobody stopping this, so you might wanna think it twice. We don't duck, y'all twins at it again. Holy hype, get it right back.
God in the building, so repent for our sins, cause don't wanna burn forever, cause it sound like it hurt. Spread the gospel, spread his love, put in work. We praise him like we going crazy. 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 We say
a backpack. And use the word of God when we under attack. Dance like we're crazy, hands to the sky. And while we thank God, devil, devil, use a lie. Eternal giggy giggy with junkyard twins. All the way to the end, cleanse for our sins. No bones, baby bones, at it again. My homegirl, two qualified, two friends. Fly girl, miracle, Superman swag. Mix them up, sparkles, quiet form bad. Power, power, too cool, smooth. King Cooler, JYDC, crew. We on fire, fire, PYPU. District number one, get your praise on. Two, we going crazy, crazy. We going crazy. We going crazy, crazy. We going crazy. God in the building south. Repent for our sins, cause don't wanna burn forever, cause it sound like a hurt. Spread the gospel, spread his love, put in work. We praise him like we going crazy. 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 No time for sleep, cause self is cheap. It's time to hit the streets and outreach at all costs, cause soldiers lost. Hit them hard and let them know that our God's the boss.
Look, okay, cold red work that. Holy high stars, you know the beat, yeah, the twins back. I heart Jesus on our shirt style and ass best. Got a straight pray to the man that is running that.
Look, we out here trying to reach these kids and let them know God said come as you are. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Remember, Jesus died for our sins. So let's go crazy.
Yeah, we going crazy, crazy. We going crazy.
We going crazy and crazy, crazy and crazy.
God in the building south. Repent for our sins, cause don't wanna burn forever, cause it sound like a hurt. Spread the gospel, spread his love, put in work. We praise him like we going crazy. 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 God in the building south. Repent for our sins, cause don't wanna burn forever, cause it sound like a hurt. We praise him like we going crazy. We praise him like we going crazy. We praise him like we going crazy.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Let me say it like this.
Every time I turn around, it keeps blessing me. Every time I turn around, it keeps blessing me. Every time I turn around, it keeps blessing me. I don't know when, I don't know how, but it's was around. Feel proud so high, I couldn't even see my table.
That's all we want you to do, Lord. Just keep on blessing us. Keep on blessing us. Sounds of man of God, D.L. Marshall, keeps on blessing me. And that's a beautiful thing right there, right there. I love it. I love it because God, he just does it just like that. You tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. We about to flow like water from the Agape Music Group. Just like water. Let it flow, let it flow.
I know you're working, but right now it's hard to see you move. Yeah, I'm not okay. Some things I just cannot excuse. Like how can they see me fighting and breathing, trying to reason, tell them why I should be here, why I'm enough, and how much I mean ya, how I'm a human, they don't really hear me, yeah I'm not okay. When will it ever change? Somebody tell me. Hear my heart beat, see these tears, see my blood, feel these fears, feel my pain, feel my passion, feel my struggle, it's all I'm missing. You see my son, you see my daughter, I'm on this altar, looking for you. That's your love.
Oh,
Yes, yes, yes. And y'all know how water flow, right? It just flows and keeps on going. It lets nothing get in its way. We need to let our love flow just like water. Sounds of Agape Music Group here on this Fire Gospel Experience. This is the segment of the Fire Gospel Experience where you talented, gifted, inspirer speakers, orators of words that gives inspiration, encouragement, motivation from a spiritual perspective, word of inspiration. Amen. Here's woman of God, Sharonicha Roach, doing her thing on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, come on with it, woman of God.
Hello, this is Coach Shar, and I'm so excited to share just a moment with you. I just want to stop by and ask you, whose report will you believe? Think about that question for a moment. Whose report will you believe? So many times in life, we have the opportunity to believe what we see versus what we believe God can do for us. We believe the circumstances that say we're going to forever be in debt, or the doctor's report that says our health is not well, the report from the police or the lawyers to tell you it's not, it's over, just let it go. Or you can believe what God says, that I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask, according to the power that is at work in you. When you're looking forward to moving into your dream life, to pursuing the thing that God has called you to do, when you're raising your children in this world and you're instilling Christian values and helping them to know right from wrong and to do right from wrong, when you're in your marriage and you're serving your spouse and you're supporting them and doing what you know to do the best, when you're caregiving for your mother or your father or your grandparent or some other person that you're providing care for, all of those things will weigh you down. If you watch the news or listen to it, you'll know that things are going on. And in every opportunity of every minute of every day, you have the choice to make. Will I believe that in spite of what I see, what I think, what I feel, I can achieve it? You have the choice that in spite of what you have, what's in your hand, what's in your bank account, what's in your mind, that greater can come for me, that I can fulfill the call of God on my life, that I can help somebody another day, that I can actually open the business or go back to school or get married or whatever it is you're believing God for. So many times I run into people who haven't gotten that message. They believe the report of the enemy that this is all I'll ever get and this is all my life will ever be. But if I could just encourage you just for a moment to take a look at your life and then look back a little bit and know that he brought you from that, whatever that was, because we all have a that. And if he brought you from that to where you are today, he can bring you to the next place. All you need to do is trust him, believe in him, and know that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all you could think or ask, according to the power that is at work in you. So I just ask you, as you're going about your day and you're doing the things that you need to do, just remember, the report I'll believe is the one of Father God, which is to bring me to a future and an expected end. And he knows what he wants for me. Let me follow him and see how this thing is going to work out, because I do believe that I am more than a conqueror and I can subdue everything that is coming against me through the power of Christ. Bless you. Have a good day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know I feel better with that inspiring word from Coach Sharonisha Roach. Thank you, woman of God. Keep sending those inspirations. If you all are busy like so many of us are, what you can do is I'm going to make it easy for you. I want you to take your cell phone and then press record, put you some nice soft music in the background like I'm doing right now, and then send that 3 to 5 minute God-breathed, Holy Spirit-anointed word of inspiration to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And then I will be able to do just like I did for Woman of God, Sharonisha Roach, play that recorded message, and God will get the praise and the glory, and you'll be bearing much fruit on your account as you minister in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you again, Woman of God, Sharonisha Roach. You are a wonderful woman of God, a great inspirer. You are praising God, giving him glory, as well as blessing each and every one that has the wisdom enough to hear every word that Holy Spirit God gives you to share. He's just like that operator. Yeah. That the sons of faith about to bless us with this song. Come on, sons of faith. Tell us about that operator whose line never gets missed.
Oh, operator.
Hello, I am teacher, author, born-again believer, woman of God, Trina R. Ford. I am grateful to God Almighty who has called me to celebrate who He is in the highest.
If you're in search of someone to speak life, love, and spiritual healing at your conference, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 870-329-3556 or by email at treford91@gmail.com. And if you're looking for great spiritual insight, inspiration, and uplift, I encourage you to read my newly released book, Just Breathe, The Testament of a Breast Cancer Survivor. You can order my book at Amazon.com, or for an autographed copy, you can order on Facebook, author Trina Ford, or contact me directly. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the music is moving, unrestrained, and of biblical inspiration. Be a blessing to family and friends, and let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright as you encourage them to keep their radio tuned to Fire, the kingdom-building gospel experience.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. Trina R. Ford, Pine Bluff, Arkansas's very own. Wonderful, wonderful story of victory and overcoming power that God has given her with the ordeal that she has had to deal with, that so many have had to deal with, and that is that breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness, so we thank you for your new project, your book, Just Breathe. We pray for its success, and we pray for your continued health, well-being, and the boldness to continue to proclaim the healing power, the miraculous life of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, in your life. We are embracing from the book of James. The first chapter, verse 27, reads, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. That's from the King James Version. And I felt compelled to get a deeper understanding, more contemporary reasoning from the Living Bible, which reads, the Christian who is pure and without fault from God the Father's point of view, hello, is the one who takes care of orphans and widows and who remains true to the Lord, not soiled and dirty by his contact with the world. Many of us believers in the Lord Jesus are sometimes attacked from many sides for our committed way of life. Yet we believers must always ensure that we are committed to those things that are of God and not of those things of ourselves or others. What we and the outside world may deem as religious may not be religious at all in the sight of the Almighty. Yes. So what is the disciple James' half-brother instructing? Jesus is half-brother James instructing us in the ways of right religion? First of all, it's addressing the needs of those who are often neglected, abandoned, and sorrowfully abused. Those who we need to be in quick fashion to support before their circumstances become even greater, even dire, even worse than it already is. The Bible declares that he that does not provide for his own, talking about his own flesh and blood family, is worse than an infidel, worse than a believer, worse than somebody that don't even know Jesus, ain't been baptized, ain't spoken tongues, ain't even trying to live for God. So, before all of our theological pontifications and spiritual innuendos can be scrutinized for all public acclaim, we must be willing to do the tireless work outside of the sight of the applauding crowd and be about the business of easing someone else's pain from the harsh realities of life. Verse 27 says, pure and unblemished religion, as it is expressed in outward acts in the sight of our God and Father, is this, to visit and look after the fatherless and the widow in their distress, and to keep oneself uncontaminated by the secular world. I had to dig even deeper for another translation from the Amplified Bible. We're not concerning with all the virtuous bragging, right, of how great a believer we are. We're not concerned with that. We already know and are motivated knowing that our God sees and knows all that we do. Yes, 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 of course we won't all want to be appreciated for what we may do, but we don't seek the acknowledgement from others as our driving force to do good. No, we operate under the powerful influence of Holy Spirit God, living, breathing, and having his way inside of us. As he moves in us, we move. He moves, we move. This is of its own accord, I promise you, great and sufficient enough reward to continue to labor for God in loving obedience. That's our motivation for moving forward with our next assignment. And it is our ongoing endurance and strength, beloved. 26 and 27 verse says, anyone who sets himself up as religious by talking a good game is self-deceived. This kind of religion is hot air, and only hot air. Real religion, the kind that passes muster with God the Father, is this: reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight and guard against corruption from the godless world, as read in the Message Bible. That wasn't powerful enough to get your spirit stirred up. I'm asking you, what's wrong with you? After we commit to do God and to do good unto others with every opportunity that God provides us, we must make sure that we're not slipping and sliding away from what thus says the Lord. Yeah, amen goes right there, church. Our present day times have completely turned the tables on what is good, right, and righteous, and even holy. Our secular world system has redefined whatever pleases them to suit their own taste. But I promise you, the Bible declares in Isaiah 5 and 20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. As we do good, we need to make sure that we are good. Good as it pertains to holy God's estimation and not of our own or not of this world's estimation. 1 Timothy 2 and 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly. Hello, dividing the word of truth. So our daily diet of God's holy word will feed our spiritual selves. Talk about our inner man and inner woman. So that Holy Spirit God will not have to wrestle, push, pull, tug with us as he would lead us into the ways of holiness. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 22 says, we need to abstain from all appearance of evil. Amen. So the Bible declares that it's even a shame to mention the evil deeds done by evil workers. We don't even want to talk about it. So whenever there are gray areas before us as to what would be acceptable to God, and the Bible doesn't clearly define it, I would suggest, if you have to think twice about it, don't do it. Like the old saying goes, this has been personally edited by yours truly. Better to be safe with God than to be sorry before God. So may we be well aware of what the true nature and intent is about our religion and our religious ways, which can be easily understood by this scripture verse. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6 and 33. So please, 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 listen, hear me. Always seek God's face, and you will always be in the right place. Hallelujah goes right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, giving you some good sanctified spiritual uplift, just like I promised you at the beginning of this broadcast. Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. And if we don't do nothing else, we're going to always try Jesus. Come on, Anthony F. Let's try Jesus together. I'm right with you, brother. I'm singing, try Jesus. Ah!
Everything you try to do, it keep on failing you. Try
Jesus.
Try and oh, oh Lord, y'all.
He's all you need.
Now listen if you will. It may seem like oh, that my God is even on the throne. Try
Jesus.
The road may get rough sometimes. The hill may get high, but that's all right. If you don't mind, I want y'all to help me tell the world.
He's all
you need, yeah. Sometimes in our life, our burdens get a little heavy sometimes. And so many times, our way get a little dark. But all you got to do is go down on your and tell God about it. And if you tell him about it, he'll make everything all right. The reason I know y'all, because he made a way for me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. But sometimes the way get a little heavy in the midnight hour, and I go down on my knees and I begin to talk to Jesus. Call Jesus. You call him in the morning.
My Lord, my Lord, he's all you need. That's very plain and simple right there, right there. I want to thank you, beautiful, blessed people of God, for joining me on this fire, fire gospel experience. You all have blessed me. I feel so much better. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, talking about Wanda Adams. Didn't she just come in right on time with so much fire? She was getting shown up, fired up, y'all. Y'all heard of getting it in, and that's why I bring these gifted people on, so that they come in with their own personal fire and throw gas on this fire gospel experience over here. Man of God, thank you so much, Alfred Singleton III, for coming in with your strong testimony and your very gifted, anointed, powerful gospel music ministry. I am so grateful and so thankful. I certainly want to give my congratulations to my church member, woman of God, Dr. Marguerite Williams, on her brand new book. She has just published her new book. She is the founder and manager, CEO of Ephesus Christian Bookstore and Wardrobes here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. She has just written a book entitled Volume 1, Honor to the Great Head of the Church. So you need to get in touch with woman of God, Dr. Marguerite Adams. You can go to my Facebook page, and you'll see the promotional that I've shared to help this beautiful, gifted, and biblically intelligent woman of God share what God has given her with each and every one of you all. Again, Dr. Marguerite W. Adams, new book, Volume 1, Honor to the Great Head of the Church. It's a must read. I got my autographed copy. I'm going to be reading it right away with all of those other books you all have blessed me with. So thank you, all of you beautiful souls, all of you beautiful people. Got to give a shout out to Dr. Michael James for that gift and donation. I hadn't cashed it, and then Cash App expired. He called me early in the morning and said, Brother Ron, what's going on, man? I sent you a gift, and then they said it came back. So I told him, I said, man, I got so busy. I just didn't get it in time. So he sent it back. God bless you, man of God. That encourages my heart. All of you people that pray for me, that financially contribute to this ministry, I don't beg, I don't plead. I'm willing to pay my own bills, have been doing for the last 7 years. So if you're willing to contribute, it will go in the right place. It'll help me take care of some finances here. And either way it go, I'm blessed, and I pray God will bless you. I would like to leave you all with this final thought, and that is, the more that we give, I promise you, the more that we give with God, to God, and for God, the more He will always give to us to receive. Like my elders used to say, you just can't be God-given, no matter how hard you try. Yeah, you sing in the choir. I got to make sure that tenor voice is ready, willing, and able to just come back whenever I need it. I'd like to leave you all, as I get out of here, with the gospel group signature, talking about, Lord, just show me the way. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus. You can always listen to my archives on YouTube. Just type in Ron E. Jefferson. They'll pop up from the last 3 years of this fire gospel experience. I'm blessed to be on Twitter, Ron E. Jefferson 60. You can tune in and share my fire gospel experience archives, as well as iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. God is good all the time. So until next time, y'all be blessed. Here's the group signature, wanting God to show me the way. Ain't that what you want? Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord Jesus the Christ.
Things are crazy, yeah. Things are strange. It seems like everyone is playing a game. I saw many lies and disguise and hate. So many goodbyes. People acting out. I'm
Hello, I'm Dr. Marguerite Williams, owner of Ephesus Christian Bookstore and Heritage Fashions Boutique, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with my brother, Ron E. Jefferson. This Fire Radio ministry will bless your souls with uplifting biblical inspiration and anointed gospel music. I'm inviting everyone in the Pine Bluff, Altamer, Dumas, Little Rock, and Southeast Arkansas area to come to Ephesus Christian Bookstore. There you can find all your Bible and religious books and materials for your church, groups, and personal spiritual understanding and growth. We also carry the finest in choir robes, minister robes, women's clothing apparel, jewelry, and other fashionable accessories. We are located at 901 West 6th Avenue, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and we can be reached at 870-535-5665. And yes, we do have Fire, the Gospel Experiences host, Ron E. Jefferson's new book, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose. So keep it tuned in and bless your family, your friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Have a great day.
You can try. Come on.